Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The president says, Lawrence, these foreign companies, they charge us ridiculous tariffs. They engage in a lot of non-tariff practices like currency manipulation. That has been awful for Main Street in the United States of America. It's meant those diners, their customers, don't have jobs anymore. Mm-hmm. It meant those great steel mills, those great auto plants have closed down and their workers have been laid off. What I saw yesterday in the Rose Garden was incredible enthusiasm, because a lot of those workers, they've been working hard for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, young and old, were in the Rose Garden yesterday. They've never had a president who stood up for their jobs and stood up for American prosperity. They finally see something has shifted. There were Democrats out there, Republicans. There were.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
Happy to have Shannon back with us this morning. And that was J.D. Vance, the vice president, on with Lawrence Jones on Fox and Friends. I'm sure you were glued to your TV this morning, huh, Shannon?
Yes, because we always want to hear what somebody that close to the president, who seems they're in lockstep on most things, has to say about how this is going to play out. The world has a lot of different reactions, because this has obviously got a reach to every global partner that we do any one penny's worth of business with. So now we watch to see how it plays out in actuality, in reality.
Yeah, talk about shifting paradigms. You've got a UAW member standing up, applauding mm-hmm. President Trump for this. A lot of strange bedfellows there.
It is interesting to see the full-throated endorsement you've gotten from the UAW, from the president on down, from a lot of these folks saying they believe the way that the system's been set up to this point has disadvantaged the U.S. automakers and their workers, and they think that this is going to level the playing field, right the playing field for them. So even, you know, some of these unions and folks out there who didn't formally endorse the president or actually endorse the Vice President Harris are coming around to say, like, on this point, we agree with the president and we look forward to seeing how it's going to potentially benefit us.
Well, you know, Brian Kilmeade and I would never try to program your Sunday morning show.
Oh.
But I would love to hear somebody get, like, the Japanese ambassador or the, you know, the Malaysian ambassador or somebody on a camera and ask them, why do you think it's okay that you mm-hmm. charge us 85% tariff and we charge you 5%? Mm-hmm. I've never heard anybody explain that.
Well, why are we bullying these other countries yeah. if they've been doing this to us for years?
Yeah, and I don't think the average American probably knew or understood that. But if you watched what happened in the Rose Garden yesterday and President Trump's explanation, that in most of these cases, we're only doing half yeah. of the reciprocal trade tariff back to them versus what they're doing to us. And I think when some people see these numbers and hear some of these figures and say, well, why have we put up with that for so long? I think a lot of it is because clearly there are going to be economic disruptions in ripping off this Band-Aid. President Trump has acknowledged that. A lot of his team has acknowledged that. It's going to take time. Markets hate uncertainty. Businesses hate uncertainty. So it would be too Pollyanna-ish to say, oh, everything's going to just be the exact same. There will be no hiccups. There will be, but maybe that's why for so long U.S. presidents have hesitated to fight back here. But when you look at the numbers, it is astonishing of what we've been going along with.
Ripped off.
You know, the other big story that we haven't had a chance to get your reaction to yet was what happened in Wisconsin. Well, Florida, obviously, in Wisconsin with this election, where they voted for the liberal Supreme Court judge, but then they also voted at the same time to require you to show an ID in order to vote.
Mm-hmm.
What was? Are you surprised by that?
Well, it's interesting because you guys know, we've all covered this for years. Voter ID at the polls is one of those things that gets into the 80-plus percentile agreement in America, which it's hard to get to that on anything. It's across economic, race, gender, party lines, all of those things. People say, well, yeah, what's the big deal? I mean, it's hard to imagine that you function in society in 2025, that you don't have multiple forms of ID, checkpoints, things that you do, things that you have to go through. And most people agree that the voting right is almost sacred in this country. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't you be for that? So interesting to me, yes, that was on the ballot. And they said, we're going to make that a formality here. But Wisconsin has always been very purple. It's been very tight. And, you know, you were replacing a liberal justice on their state Supreme Court with another liberal justice. A number of these seats are up regularly over the next few years. So Republicans will have to figure this out. When President Trump is not on the ballot, there's much less enthusiasm. And these special elections really go to the group that is most frustrated and energized at the moment. That happens to be Democrats.
It's crazy. Do you get the impression, Shannon, that this signal issue has blown over, or is Mike Waltz still in hot water here?
I don't know, because, you know, the more you tell the president to fire someone, the less likely he is going to be to do it.
True.
I think that has been a good thing for Mike Waltz. Mainstream media is still talking about it, so we'll see where it goes, because yesterday there were new revelations that Mike Waltz or some of his staff had used Gmail. Then we find out he was getting scheduling reminders on Gmail. That's not exactly the nuclear code, so we'll see. The left would like the story to have legs, and it's still bubbling out there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do you have guests scheduled already for Sunday?
We do. We have, for the first time on Fox News Sunday since she was sworn in, Attorney General Pam Bondi. So, gosh, there are so many different places to go with her, these deportation fights. Will we ever find out anything more about the Epstein files? You know, these settlements with these law firms, it's just a very interesting, different legal world right now. And several things we're waiting on from the Supreme Court. So we look forward to having the Attorney General.
Maybe you can get her and Jasmine Crockett on set at the same time.
I would wear a black and white referee costume if we came to that. I think that might be necessary.
Maybe a helmet, too, and some pads.
I'll have a whistle. I'll be ready.
Shannon, we'll be watching. Thank you.
See you Sunday.
All right. Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday. Always great to get her on here.
Get more at 971talk.com. Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.